This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saudi Arabia says preliminary results from its investigation into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Khashoggi shows that he died in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul after a fight with people he met there. Now, as AP's Mike Rossi reports, the Saudis are backtracking from their earlier stance on his disappearance.
The Saudi state-run news agency says the kingdom expresses its deep regret over the slaying of writer Jamal Khashoggi. After days of denials of any Saudi involvement in the disappearance of Khashoggi, the state-run news agency has acknowledged that Khashoggi was killed in a fight inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Khashoggi was last seen on video entering the consulate on October 2nd. He was there to retrieve paperwork he needed to get married.
Meanwhile, Reuters' Lucy Fielder tells us that even before the Saudis made this concession, there was political backlash toward the royal family.
Five sources close to the royal court told Reuters that the de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed, lost control of the crisis as it went global. Uproar from the United States, an old ally, was a major factor. His disappearance has deepened questions about whether 33-year-old Prince Mohammed, known as MBS, is fit to rule. He has been the face of reform in the deeply conservative kingdom, with an ambitious economic project and permitting women to drive. But MBS has made enemies.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. intelligence, law enforcement and security agencies have warned that Russia is persistently targeting the country's upcoming midterm elections, laying out the latest evidence and new charges against a Russian national connected to the oligarch known as Putin's cook. The U.S. on Friday unsealed the criminal complaint against a St. Petersburg woman, making her the first Russian charged in connection with the interference in the 2020.